emphasis.
Oh no, you're shitting me. No. You son of a bitch. You listened to that and did you like it?
Fuck you, Nico. Get out, you bastard. You have no place in this place where you are because of the thing that you like.
Welcome to Alien Radio. I'm your host, Diggity Dave. Today in the podcast, we visit Robbie Dooley in Raleigh, North Carolina for a good old jam. We got all the boys there, microphones in the room. We got beers, we sit and talk shit, and we play tunes. Enjoy the ride, it's an adventure. As always, we are brought to you by newtherapy.bandcamp.com. That's KNEWTHERAPY.bandcamp.com. To help fund these podcasts and the music that supports them. Also brought to you by Crispy Details. If you're like me and you drive for Lyft and Uber and you need that thing detailed on a budget, hit up Crispy, HAWENEPU at gmail.com. And get that car detailed. Now, live, it's Alien Radio.
Fair use.
This is a parody for legal purposes.
He said it. That means it's true.
Right? If everybody says it, it's really true. That's like the truth. That is true.
Oh, shit. Is it?
When everybody says it, I think that makes it true.
If everyone said...
But no one is ever going to ever say everything the same. Oh, okay. So there's no truth, man.
Whoa. Let's talk about truth now.
There's no truth.
Let's talk about truth.
Is that porno banjo music?
That was porno banjo music, so get fucking.
Yeah, squeal like a pig, boy. What's that? We got ourselves a sound.
All right, let's take it this way.
Squeal, wee.
And so the underground team of Acorn musicians from the city of Raleigh, North Carolina, assembled in their home base. Record a podcast. It was one that was to be remembered. A long, 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 long time ago, before the wind and before the snow, lived a man I know, a freak of nature named Sir Psycho. Sir Psycho, sexy, that is me. Sometimes I feel the need to scream. A freak of nature, but we love him so. And he's a freak. Named Sir Psycho. Deep inside the Garden of Eden, standing there with my heart, I'm bleeding. The devil in my dick and some demons in my semen. A good God, no, that would be treason. Believe me, Eve, she gave me good reason. Pretty looking good, but not to be squeezing. A creepy beaver, hotter than a fever. I'm a giver, and then she's the receiver. I won't and I don't hang up till I please her, making her feel like I'm an overachiever. I take it away only for a minute just to tease her, and then I give it back to you. Can. I turned a cherry pie into a jam. Sir Psycho. Such began the legend. Sir Psycho.
confused.
AA meeting.
This one is, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say that it's been 40 seconds since my last drink.
All right, everyone raise a drink for his sobriety.
I have had a drink in 22 seconds.
I'm drinking that.
Hey, hey.
I usually get annoyed at you. That's all.
Here you go, man.
Yeah, I was a little worried. My blood alcohol level got a little too low, so.
It got below like 0.15.
It's troublesome. I think the best way is just to keep it kind of hot.
They
just
should
don't
have
ever let
that's
it get
right.
Low.
They should
you
have reimbursed.
I mean?
Yeah, stay
and
high.
It's like no, just like moderate. It's like you just keep it gas in the tank.
Stay high.
What about a reverse?
Oh,
stay
high. Oh
a reverse
shit! This motherfucker.
Reverse,
like, he's so high he didn't even know what high is anymore.
I have not had a drink in 22 seconds.
That's what happens.
Sure, where's my ball?
I think it's called a bar.
That's a strange high though.
What's the reverse Alcoholics Anonymous meeting? A bar.
Hey!
You go get fucked up and everybody's there.
Yo,
what's
we,
up, dude?
That sounds like
how
some cult shit.
How the fuck you been?
Ready to pray to this beer here?
These fuckers that go to AA are goddamn cult addicts. I mean, they are. It's a cult. It's a fucking cult.
They give you some coins,
but it works for some of them, right?
No, it really does.
Well, I like the founder. The founder was like a big LSD guy. The founder of fucking
correct.
In the fucking shit.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, like, I understand some people get addicted to booze, but it's just like.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Here's my opinion, though. I feel like saying LSD can fucking quit you from drinking is like fucking. You take an LSD and being like. Holy fuck, I'm
doing that's like.
Again, I'm not touching nothing.
Bro, that's like getting a fucking. Like a cut on your hand, and you're just like, I think I'll cut it off. It'll make it better. You know, like.
Yeah. Well, no. I think LSD would scare you from fucking anything in general, rather than just like fucking make you not want to drink.
Oh yeah.
You just have a bad trip, and you're like, I'm a piece of shit. I've been drinking for a long time.
Big
and there's 14 llamas over here, and I don't know why. They were just metaphorical llamas.
I mean, which
you
one did you take?
That should be the episode title.
Yeah, right?
Metaphorical llamas.
Metaphorical llamas with Robbie Dooley, because you're going to fucking have them.
You don't need a bottle
this
of Jack.
That's right.
This
is, I'm just going to call it that drunken night, dude. Fucking metaphorical llamas.
I'm kind of, like, I'm just wondering which one you rode,
shit was
though.
Funky.
Which one?
Which one you rode? Like,
which one what?
So you got 14 of them, like, what's that all about?
Oh, yeah, dude. No, I think you eat llamas, and you save them for their fur.
It's yeah, like but you ate them on your trip?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, just 14. You know, so it could be 14 llamas, or it could be like fucking 19 llamas. It just depends. Some years. So, like, you're right. Shearing them. But, you know?
You're shearing.
No, that's not what it is.
I want to share that shit, man.
What is this song?
Message in a Bottle.
Yeah.
And then they said, guess me.
See if this bass will pick up.
And so it was a festive celebration. Timmy turned 37. Everybody else was not turning 37. But we sat around and jammed. Now I was born into a state of emergency. A chain around my neck that nobody sees. It was a quick split incision. Now that's the worst decision yet. But now I'm living in a state that I cannot forget. Now deep beneath you, your wounded soul bleeds to feel your haunted touch. I want to party on your pussy, baby. I want to party on your pussy. Yeah.
Helen Keller was complete bullshit.
That's going into the
Oh, I think she had a ghostwriter.
I think it was complete bullshit. I think her parents, like...
She could see? Or hear?
I think it was complete hoax.
Pop that shit, birthday
boy! Helen Keller was complete hoax. It's time of vibe, though. It was bullshit.
What kind of hoax, though? What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
It feels like a hoax. Blindly.
Yeah, because my sister is blind, and I know how this shit works.
Are you being dead-ass? Because if your sister can
deaf,
see, and you're...
I know how that works. If you have blind and deaf...
I don't have no problem with blind people. Unfortunately, deaf people probably can't hear this podcast.
Actually, deaf people could hear this podcast.
With Braille?
Yeah.
Have it transcribed out?
For like 4 seconds, I was
split.
We got. Well, I mean, we got to sit
and
three on
Brett,
the...
He's ready.
Three on the...
Three on the couch.
Let's get split on this podcast.
Let's get.
We're gonna get smacked hard.
What does split mean? Scoot the fuck over.
I don't know. Like getting smacked.
As they say, get split.
How does this thing start? Because we're getting hits. I mean, you're getting hits. I saw the numbers.
Yeah, dude, we're growing. We're growing. Every
This could get big, but yeah, be careful about it. We don't talk
but we're growing exponentially. We got
on.
Fucking.
We're not on yet, are we?
I mean, we're just no, recording. We're not necessarily.
Well, you should start off like that. Hey, this like could be big.
Where did I put my beer?
You should be
no. I didn't knock it over, did I?
What are you looking for?
Fucking, you see a Rolling Rock flying solo somewhere over there?
Yeah, here you go.
Word.
Flying solo.
Appreciate it. That's what the kids say. Crispy, get over here and hit this fucking.
So does that cat show up all the time?
Yeah. He sleeps in the chair.
He does?
You name a cat, Robbie?
I didn't name him.
I mean, do you have a cat name?
Desperado.
He calls him Desperado.
Why don't you come for your kittens?
He's been wearing mittens for way too long now.
That is a well taken care of cat, though, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
That's
not untaken care of.
That's
somebody's cat.
That's what we call a no longer hungry kitten.
For money, yeah.
Dude, he watches. He watches.
He's,
you
dude, he's
the
bleeding
door.
Dry, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hey.
He's always like, you got $5, man. I'm like, shit, kitty.
Shit, kitty. What you doing with all this money, kitty?
Shitty kitty.
Kitty, where you putting all the damn cash at? All right,
we'll do it this way. We're gonna do some fucking business over here. We'll get this situated.
It's not omnidirectional, but it is.
Yeah. Do I run? I don't know, they look pretty goddamn tasty to me.
I don't even want to try them.
They smell great, especially fried ones. Oh, fuck, they smell great. But it's just like, I don't know.
I love oysters, dude.
I love the sauce.
And you guys, look, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had those little fucking canned oysters that they have? Like, they're they're in soybean oil,
like?
And they're smoked. They're smoked, so you get this fucking smoky, and it's like this solid, like, you get like, okay, like you might be able to eat like fucking, you know, like 3 dozen raw oysters because they're just like that consistency. It's like 3 dozen oysters in a tiny little can, dude. Like you're getting fucking all the oysters, dude. In my younger days, I used to eat oysters.
If you eat all 40, then it's free, right?
They call them oysters. I'm pretty sure they're real oysters.
Yeah, I ate all that shit.
You know, people don't like the word moist.
Moisture.
I'm moister than an oyster.
That was on Man vs. Food.
Moister oyster.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't see the show.
Yeah, there we go. What did you need to have? This is the problem with like,
hey, let me repack
TV production. This is why they cost so much money, because they over fucking produce shit. Just show up with a camera, have fat ass sit there and eat shit.
Yeah.
And there you go, $22. I mean, it can be produced like that.
Yeah,
you don't need to have like, he's like, there's like 20 people that came in, they're checking the lighting, checking the audio. For what? For what? He's about to eat fucking 20 goddamn chili breasts.
I want to make sure that's pleasing.
He's about to eat fucking 20 goddamn chili breasts.
But my point is, it's funny to me, right? It's funny to me that they used to employ, like, you used to have techies and roadies and guitar guys and people doing all that shit, and now it's just been replaced. Like, they spend the same amount of money, but they put up this fucking, just, like, these giant things. And so, like, they're paying the same amount of money, but they're, like providing less fucking, like, I mean, I don't know, I feel like... You always hear that story about, like, the guy that ends up joining the band was a fucking roadie for fucking a band.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Anymore.
That doesn't happen. There's, like, you got, oh, that's the girl that Katy Perry threw her fucking Pfizer water in there because it was sparkling too much. Threw it at her face.
And then, amazingly enough, the vocals continue even though she's off stage. It's like, what? Like, me and Alan from Alan and Kelly.
I mean, I
got into a huge debate with Alan, who, he's huge of Alan Kelly in New York. He disagreed with me on this. I'm like, well, look, you got guys like Springsteen, right? Sometimes he'll play for 2 hours and 40 minutes, sometimes he'll play for 3 hours, sometimes whatever, right? It's really weird when you see show times and every fucking show is 2 hours and 43 minutes, 2 hours and 40 minutes, like, everything's timed. And you can't time shit without things being timed.
They got conductors.
No, what they have is called a click track, and I've said that, I'll say
like
it again.
in the you're talking about live performance with the click track.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. No. But it's more.
You're saying it's all track.
It's more than that, and that exactly. It's like everything is, and I'm not.
You just think everything's a scam. That's your whole thing.
It's not everything's like a scam. It's that everything is looked at as purely entertainment and not a performance.
Right. No, entertainment. Like the face value of like we're trying to get you to stay on this channel before we advertise soaps.
Right, but they're looking at everything. It's like, okay, we're gonna do this. Like the costume changes, like the 90 costume.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It was.
That's always a good sound. That's music right there. Just the sound of Cash's music.
Hey. Let me get some of that Cash on the mic. Let me see that real quick. Get that Cash on the mic.
Cash money.
Counting that shit.
Yeah, that's what we doing. We stacking up here, boy.
All hundos. He's still counting.
All thousands.
Cycle through that, man. We got that shit. Whew.
Yeah. I wanna smoke a cigarette. So that's what I'm gonna do. I know it looks foolish, but I like it. Label me however you want to, but I'm gonna smoke a good cigarette. I smoke a cigarette. I don't want nobody else to smoke a thing. I never smoked before.
Real, you know what I'm saying? This could be a simulation, a dream, it could be a lot of things. I heard what you said, but I'm trying to explain to you that there's it doesn't work if there's no microphone in front of you.
Yeah, that's true. What if it's only truth? And truth as we see it is not what we
they're all small truths, like relative truths.
Right.
Small percentile.
Because what is it? Because what would it be if there's no truth? Would they all be lies? I mean, I am seeing it from a human.
That's seeing a dichotomy that doesn't really exist.
Right.
Everything
right.
is.
Just a castaway.
Now, was there still cocaine in the Coca-Cola?
Yo, that's the real question.
Did it still feel good?
And or Sergeant Pepper's only article.
The fucking Bee Gees?
Men at work, actually, men at work, business as usual.
No, it's single.
Is she Canadian or not?
You make me feel like a man.
She's Canadian. And not Sarah McLachlan?
I feel.
And not
Sarah McLachlan? I feel.
And not fucking Alanis Morissette. What the fuck?
French Canadian.
Oh, no, you're shitting me. No.
Who?
You son of a bitch. You listened to that and did you like it?
Fuck you, Nico! Get out, you bastard! You have no place in this place where you are because of a thing that you like.
You gotta be shitting me!
What is it? What was the answer? Sherry?
Dion.
That was yeah.
What?
That's my first. That's
Which one did they sing?
And my first concert.
That's all right.
Cheers to Celine Dion.
Oh my god!
Did you scare her?
I had posters on my room, on my wall.
Did you scare her with your patriarchy? Did you scare her with your patriarchy?
I like the constant music in the background.
Yeah, that's cool.
Everybody.
It's just hanging out. Dude, it's going to be a fucking...
Alley
it's gonna be a,
I love that shit. I need to get on the
stage. It's like a music podcast, yeah. So why wouldn't you have music in the
background?
I can't like that, actually.
It's better than Game of Thrones. Me and Crispy were fucking doing a fucking podcast with the fucking... We go onto the bar. Nobody's there. It's quiet as fuck. We fire up the shit and we're like, we'll see you on a...
This is for real now.
Okay.
Again.
All right. Look, here's how a podcast works. One day, I was fucking degenerately gambling a $20 bill on a $20 scratch-off lottery.
Now that's some real shit.
I lost it. I felt like an asshole.
Fuck.
I said $20. I should have bought weed. I go to Lake Johnson to run around, and I find $20. And I was like,
Wait. You just find $20?
That's happened to me before.
You just find 20. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, I was fucked. I was like,
what was it, sitting under a ferry or something?
So guess what? I took that 20.
Certainly was.
And I bought weed. That's it.
And then I got high.
One of my favorite places to play in public is by Lake Johnson. Because like, there's this like little cement path that they have like up at one of the things. You can set a drum set out there, and it carries over the lake. So we went out there with like a Tyler fucking portable amp.
Like the dam?
Yeah, the dam. Right on the dam. Yeah. So we played out there in the sunset. People will sit on the fucking, like in the summer, they'll sit on the dam, and we'll have all these people chilling around. And it was fucking awesome. Well, one time me and Crispy were out there playing, and these fucking... church girls come up and start fucking praying for Crispy. I'm playing guitar and he's got like three chicks surrounding him like down to you know him. I'm like, oh shit, why can't I get nobody praying for me? I'm burning over here, it's hot. Crispy's getting
alright, I should say that quote.
They just killed John Lennon because his fucking movie started taking a turn. They're like, you're not making no Beatles shit. We heard your song. Get Yoko out of it. And what's up with this fucking movie where it's like y'all stay in a bed for 48
They're
hours?
They're like, you used to be cool, man.
Chilling in a bed. Oh, man.
That's why they took him out.
My favorite, dude. I love, like, dude. Man, like, there was these, like, Playboy had some great interviews back in the day. Like, they interviewed Steve Jobs in, like, 85. And they interviewed, like, John Lennon in 80. Like... And John Lennon just like fucking living in New York, baking bread, chilling, making up all this shit, dude. It's pretty fucking funny as fuck. We got the smooth jazz in the background, coming through from a nebula that you gotta bring them back, come back, come back around, come.
Let it spin round.
Bro, where are you playing? You gotta let these people know where you're playing.
Let them know.
I'll make sure to put this in the beginning.
I'm playing tomorrow night, so that's probably not enough time for you to edit.
No, I'm putting this up. What time? I'll have this up.
I'm playing the 42nd Street Oyster
Bar. Oh, you're at 8:40.
With my wedding band, Restless Carolina.
We got Restless Carolina, 42nd Street Oyster Bar. That's a note to myself, and I'll say it in the beginning.
Lesbian chicks like cock, by the way. I just want to point that out there. They do. lesbian chicks like cock.
Has anybody ever here played fucking music on fucking like a live show on acid?
No.
I had a buddy fucking played a fucking entire set fucking high as a kite, dude. And I was like, what?
We've never played. Nobody in this room has ever played a show completely sober. What are you talking about? We're all
Timmy,
sober.
I played
We're
fucking.
We're all sober when we play shows. What are you talking about?
Me too.
I'm trying to do a bad segue into how.
My thoughts on like intoxicated playing is like it's like a little fuzz, like it's like an effect pedal.
Completely sober when we play, and I am appalled.
You're right, dude. Mothers against drunk driving.
This is the sober musicians.
All we do is hang out in the parks and eat vegetables on a podcast. You're right, dude. 100% agree. Brought to you by vegetables. Buy them at your local supermarket. Uh-oh. Anybody have any cool stories that happened to them? They feel like sharing. Hey, Nico, where are you playing next?
Here.
He's playing right here. We're actually going to go live. Gotta get some cello on here. I think he's seasoned on the bass, but he's killing it. I wish I could. You gotta get a little bit more over here so I can. It's for people that don't hang out with musicians to see, like, how the fuck does a jam happen.
It
we haven't even fucking...
Archive,
yeah.
Musicians
say hello to the people, Brett, so they know we're not making you up. Not that close. You're going to pop it back. There you go.
Hello, everybody.
Brett was here the whole time.
Bill Cosby.
What happened?
I feel like he really got away with it. Is that just me? He raped like 80 women.
Hold up.
Did he really? Fuck, man.
People are gonna think that fucking musicians just sit around and talk about Bill Cosby. I'm gonna tell you one thing though. My opinion on Bill Cosby. I think Bill Cosby did it. I think he did it. I think he did every one of them. Hold on. But I think a lot more people were doing the same thing, and somehow he got the whole fucking date rape scene of the 70s on that one dude.
And Motley Crue.
Hey, man.
Arrest him now.
If you're giving Motley Crue.
Arrest the Rolling Stones.
She had green hair and really big titties.
Y'all see it on the stand, right? That's the game.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Shotgun pistol pump, waiting for a little bit of this to go, a little bit more. Happening and happening and waiting and laughing and a little bit of this and you know. It's always alright and the sun is shining oh so bright. Take a kerosene pictures of the night. Take a little bit of this and then you know. Oh, rolling on. Take a sip of champagne. I got a champagne in my hand.
I don't think it's
living. Bless the casting with the master bit last love. Going up to catch me a little bit of polygam. I'm waiting and I'm on a wall, a new drug baller. Baby, tell me now. Ooh, now, hear the sound. Here it comes, I know it's loud. Baby, tell me
podcast. Crispy, chime in just so they know that you're actually here.
Yeah, this is Crispy here with Crispy Details and Crispy Music Productions here at
He'll clean you up and you check him out. That's what I'm
saying. Alien Radio. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is a fucking, this is a birthday jam cast. We're just out here hanging out, jamming out.
That's right.
Playing some cast, playing some past. We got Nico over here. Hey. All right, we gotta fucking get a real jam going where everybody's gonna pick some instruments up. Play some shit.
Hey,
I played the.
Oh, I don't think that was real.
Jam.
Huh? And sometimes you realize the journey is the destination. And while the boys continued to podcast, drifting off, talking about random topics, it was the strong sense of musicianship that held the party together. As drinks flew and drinks flow, the wormholes began to grow and flow. In ocean blue, in the soul.
It's starting to sound like a girl's birthday party. Yeah.
Tell me your secrets.
Can't we talk positively? Let's talk positively. God damn it.
You gotta piss me off.
See, I'm kind of skewed, though, in my personal opinion. I think, like, the best artist is probably the one that I'd like to chill with the most. That's Tapa. Fucking being good at something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know.
Well, there's certain art forms.
I feel like if I chill with Eminem, he wouldn't be saying much. Like, I feel like he raps a lot, but he just kind of looks at you like this.
Yeah, don't you think he'd be kind of angry the whole time?
I've seen him on interviews. He kind of looks like he's out there. He's, like, a little bit on edge.
There's certain art forms in culture. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, if you were to hang out with one of us, don't you think he'd still... I feel like he'd still be putting on that front.
Should be open, like, to other people's opinions.
Like,
I am
work,
open
right?
to your opinion. I
don't
totally
know if you listen
100%,
to a lot of them.
But it's just like,
first, you remember, I've told you this before, man. You're like bringing up stuff that, like, I want to hear.
You'll never positive shit you gotta say. Oh, you know, the positive thing is just, I like it when people like put things together and create awesome things. But
you're very capable. I've heard you say it. You've said a few positive things. Keep doing that.
From talking about, like, you need that. Bitches.
Alien radio. You gotta remember.
Yeah. Anarchy to just straight up, like,
he's doing his podcast. He's editing it. He's doing all the work. So, give him some positive shit.
And Diggity is doing a great job. I want to say it.
Crispy, this is what we want. We want fucking people to fucking be talking, and especially themselves. But they're over here talking. Are you guys ever talking about how Eminem got pussified because, like, he talking about going from killing bitches and now singing about, like, I'm sorry that I never said I'm sorry enough, and if I could, I would have said it more. But I love you when the building's burning down, baby, and I just would get you up. You know what I'm saying? That fucking shit. Please don't stay.
Well, look. Whatever the fuck. If you do bring up something,
it's like you get somebody angry.
That's gonna help it.
I love it, though. Eminem's a perfect example of, you get somebody who's pissed off and give him $60 million. He's like, what? Okay. You're right, I should have said it. I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm just wondering.
I'm just kidding. What was the song? He did like two hits with Rihanna.
It's intense. I'm enjoying this.
The Rihanna. No, I love Eminem. I love rap, man. But I like, I mean, the thing is, I don't love rap enough that it's like my only genre. I don't like any genre one. So I got what I like from rap. I got what I like from everything else. God damn it, I love Bob Marley, dude. There ain't nobody else. Rasta, man, pour it out for him.
And God bless him for it. And that's fine. It makes money off of it. It's like myself as a middle-class white Irish dumbass Catholic.
You sound like you're a YouTube fan.
But I have no right to. I personally think I have no right to go out there and talk about,
I'm in the hood.
Nico, he's from Canada.
Started from the bottom.
Yeah,
now we're
I'm
here.
In Canada. Yeah, I'm in from Canada.
More like started
back.
From
yeah.
the middle class.
Yeah,
started from the very.
Started from socialized medicine. Now
yeah,
I buy
exactly.
a really expensive doctor.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
So I'm saying
yeah,
he didn't
yeah.
lie.
Started with smoking BC
lied.
Bud, now
started
I gotta go to Cali.
Talking about, like, being I don't
think so. I mean,
do you think Drake, do you think he likes smoking weed? Does he seem like one of those guys? I feel like he just seems a little uptight.
And he's in his feelings, dude.
I mean, I can see him smoking weed, but I can see him
like
smoking
fucking,
the weed. I can see, like, you sit there and
like.
Fucking Drake hits the blunt and he goes and hides in his bedroom.
Yo.
And you're like, about 45 minutes, you're like, hey man, you alright? He's like, yeah, dude, is that pizza here yet? And you're like, what?
Yep.
And like, fucking Dre's got like 15 pizzas coming.
Yep.
But you know he's thinking about how, like, that one dude made fun of his forehead, like,
is that, that's
that,
what
that's
he,
why he's in
every
room,
time
you know?
He smokes weed, he's like, fuck,
he's
man.
Like, no.
I can't believe you said that, bro.
You know, I talked to some girls.
Nice. All right.
I talked to some
Hold
girls
on,
sometimes.
Hold on,
Kai's in here.
Let's go to the brown.
I know
Let's
one.
Lock him up.
I know
Let's talk to the girls. Lock him up.
Kai the brown.
I'm already, they already sued
he's,
me.
He's harassed. Oh, good.
So,
oh, there you go.
So, women are afraid.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
They're
live music.
So are guys.
They're afraid of men.
Yes.
Like,
why are they afraid?
Because they're killed by
that
men more than anything else. Men are killed by heart attacks.
Yo,
women are killed by men.
I'm scared. Chicks live longer than dudes.
I'm one of these dudes gonna be like, I'm drunk enough, and you know, start hammering everyone.
Hammers.
I would never be scared of a female.
Like,
that's
whacked
out.
Right?
No.
What?
What?
If you look under your chairs, you will find one hammer.
All I'm saying, dude, is like,
everyone has one hammer on their chair.
First of all,
take a shot.
So we talking about women? Are we talking about rap?
You start.
Talking about Helen Keller for a little while.
Helen Keller.
You missed that.
I was just going to talk about something, but whatever we start talking about.
Can we talk about women for a minute? Because I love women.
Okay, whoever has the
conscience.
We're going to talk about women.
Womenkind.
Count it down, and then one conversation.
Can't fight human nature. That's the conversation. We're all going to talk over each other no matter what. Because that's the way.
One conversation at a time.
Can we actually make this work?
Yes. One conversation.
Timmy.
We need three more participants before it's a conversation that everybody talked to.
I'll call you out for a minute, Timmy, because you've been dominated.
Timmy.
We need to hear from Nico and Crispy and Brett.
It's your birthday. Oh, what the fuck? All right, Timmy's got the floor, apparently.
No, I don't have the floor.
I didn't know that. I don't know his birthday.
He's got something to say. We're still in the same conversation. There's still a chance here.
Listen.
Turn this towards Nico.
I'm going to follow a rule that if somebody else is talking, I will not.
Thank you.
There you go.
See?
There you go.
Like that.
Sweet. Okay. If you have something to say and everyone's saying stuff like, I like the first tweet, you know, you have to say something because it means something to the conversation.
You can chime in like, you know.
Did we just get civilized or what?
It's kind of like jamming. It's kind of like jamming. It's like more jamming and stuff. It's like, you know, you kind of just join in. And just kind of like, you
except
know.
Except you can't play at the same time. That's
right.
What
right, correct.
Hit your pocket.
Let's
correct.
Do a like 70s show. Let's go in a circle a little bit.
And, dude, look at these hands.
Right,
let's
fire
it up.
We had the talking stick.
Shit. Oh, Timmy
take the
boy.
I didn't do that. I'm just gonna find the fucking gem. You're the narrator. And if you point at somebody, it means everybody shuts the fuck up.
He's pointing at me right now.
Correct.
And I'm pointing at her.
That's how it's gonna be. Otherwise, we all fucking rant, and we all know it. Because we're all drunk and partially high.
Partially high, Timmy, you haven't even hit the
bowl. You want to lose that? Negative. I'm not, no, I'm done. I am retired.
So, like, how does it feel to be 37, the big 37?
Yeah, dude. What year were you born?
1980.
That's good. Whoa, we're going to go from the Robbie Doobly Live podcast to Timmy. How does it feel to be 37?
I'm serious. Point it out. I'm serious. Point it out.
That is a song.
Is time, like, accelerating for you? All right,
Timmy, what was the first song you remember coming on the radio?
Down Under, Men at Work.
What is that? How's it go?
From a London,
oh, shit.
Can I hear that thunder?
Right on.
Could you jump thunder?
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
And it was, dude, it was a newer Dell.
You're getting
a
Dell.
I had a Vio. I had Sony Vios. They don't even make Sony Vios anymore. You know what I'm
saying? It could only be Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
This is brought to you by Dell. We're going to sit here.
Sing a Christmas jingle Dell song.
Make sure you get your loved ones a nice Dell Intel 6475 processor this Christmas.
Anyway, so here's the thing.
We have to pay our sponsors in some kind of way.
Well, obviously Dell.
Our sponsors pay us.
That's how it works? I thought we were paying them.
This hour is brought to you by Dell.
You know how when you buy a car, you shop?
Underneath that song, way back in the month, when you know she's gone, check the waveforms in that song. I love the baby, the way she tastes like wine.
That's gonna be like eight.
I love her every day, and that's why she is mine. Shooting up by the chicks, swimming underneath the seas. Little bit of
everybody that sang on this mic.
like most closely right now is Robbie's guitar.
How?
Yeah, but how? He's like super far away from me right now. I can hear his guitar over my voice.
Take a shit without it hopping on the track. I'm just saying that's a motherfucking fact. I got a little bit of sack, I got a little bit of weed. I'm about to hit the phone and I'm about to take a booey.
Yeah, spit on the mic. Spit on the mic. Don't spit on the mic, the mic, the mic, the mic. Don't spit on the mic, the mic. It's not gonna be nice if you spit on the mic. Don't spit on the mic. If you spit on the mic, then it's not gonna be nice. If you spit on the mic, then it's not gonna be nice. We not gonna have a very good night if you start motherfucking spitting on the motherfucking mic. Yeah, and my name was Mike, and that would be cool, but that ain't right. No, my name is Nico, and then you're spitting on the mic, it's not very cool, no. And we got this dude on the bass, and he's doing really crazy, and he's gonna be a... French horn. Diggity Dave on the French horn. He wish he was born with the skills to play the French horn. That sounds like Ethiopia. I get to know you.
Adele is it can take a little while to just learn Adele. You can spell it on the keyboard, it still sings well. Play the computer and then the bells.
Who's playing bells right now, dude?
Who's playing bells?
Hey, come on, come on, let's go.
Yeah, come on, and on, and on, and on.
Is the Indian singer.
Please sing some Indian fucking like
please.
You gotta play the guitar.
Expensive hardware.
That was really bad. This is really loud.
I can hear
everything. I like that. That was like classical version. With those, this is weird with these arms.
Wrapping up, they had
a really, really good time, hanging out, drinking, and making music all night. And I think it turned out alright. Until next time, New Therapy, Alien Radio. Special thanks to Robbie Dooley, Brett Richardson, Crispy, got T-Dog, Nico, Kai. We just, happy birthday to Timmy. Hope it was a good one. We had a lot of fun. The music was groovy. NewTherapy.bandcamp.com to help this thing along.